A carnivore diet refers to the consumption of animal-based foods. People who follow a carnivorous dietary pattern eat almost exclusively only meat and other animal-based foods. And you're about to learn everything about it. Welcome to Carnivore Today. All things carnivore, ketogenic living, and metabolic health. If you're looking to shed those extra pounds, reduce your dependency on prescriptions, or even heal metabolic disorders, we've got you covered. It's all about the latest research, success stories, and we'll give you practical tips to help you thrive on your wellness journey. And we're also here to quell some misconceptions about it.
What about fiber? Won't I explode without eating fiber?
Fiber is not necessary.
I'll get fat eating all that fat.
No, you will not.
I'm not going to have any energy because no carbs.
You'll have more.
I'm going to have a heart attack from eating all that red meat.
False.
Carnivore Today, where your health journey begins. Now your host, Adam Lacy.
Hello, fellow carnivore enthusiasts. I'm Adam from Carnivore Today, and in today's interview, we're chatting with John from the Carnivore Backwoods YouTube channel. John's health journey will inspire you to seriously consider the carnivore lifestyle if you aren't eating this way, and encourage you to keep it up if you already are. If you want to fix plantar fasciitis, lift your brain fog, lose some weight, and feel fabulous, then don't miss this interview. Dive in with us as John shares his inspiring story and significant effects this carnivore lifestyle has brought to his life. Before we dive in, please take a moment to subscribe and enable notifications so you're always in the loop with our future videos. A big thank you to those who have already done so. Now let's get started. Today we're with John Collis. He's down in, East Tennessee? Is that where you're from, John?
Yeah, I'm in East Tennessee out here just on the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains.
Okay, awesome. So your channel name is Carnivore Backwoods?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, I live in the middle of nowhere, so Backwoods fits it perfectly.
That's awesome. So in terms of your property, did you have to do any kind of cleanup or clearing or anything like that in order to start out on your homestead?
Oh, absolutely. So, it was 2 years ago. We bought the property. It took a little time before we were ready. But I had a third of an acre. I got a total of 15 acres and a third of an acre cleared off with a forestry mulcher, had a septic system brought in. And then we moved our 32-foot camper trailer on the property. And that's what we've been, living out of until I built a small cabin addition to there. We're completely off grid. I have solar panels and, I use rainwater collection for showers and toilets and stuff like that. And then we have spring water that we use for cooking and drinking. The only connection I have to the outside world is via internet.
Okay. Nobody walking by or anything like that?
No, I'm tucked up in the woods. The road's about, 150, 200 feet away, but I'm tucked up in the woods. Nobody comes up my road.
If they did, should they be scared?
They probably should.
I hear you.
I got a grass passing sign at the gate, it says electronic surveillance. And then I got one past that and it says you're either bulletproof or stupid at this point.
Nice. That's perfect. Yeah. Oh, I love it. So for everybody watching, can you kind of maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and your family and your age and where you were born, things like that?
Well, I'm going to be 49 next week. Me and my wife, we were both born on the West Coast. My dad was from Tennessee, so I got a lot of family out here. I was born in Southern California in Los Angeles, unfortunately. We escaped that when I was about 6 years old, moved to Lake Tahoe, Nevada. we lived in, Tahoe, Reno area for most of my youth. And then we actually moved out here to Tennessee for a short period of time, but the economy back then when I was like 19, 20 years old, the economy was horrible back here. So we ended up moving back to Nevada. But as I tell people, I spent 40 years in the desert and I decided I needed someplace greener. So we moved out here about 10 years ago.
Wow. You couldn't have picked a more greener place.
Absolutely. It grows faster than I can keep it cut down half the time.
Wow. That's awesome. Cool.
My wife's a nurse.
Okay.
She's a registered nurse, works in medical rehab, not drug rehab, but medical rehab. So patients need to rehab from surgeries or whatever the circumstances are, they can go to her facility and they help, give them the rehab they need before they can go back home. And then when I was in Nevada, I was actually worked for state parks as a non-law enforcement park ranger. And that was actually my best job. Moved out here and park ranger thing wasn't going to work out here because you had to be law enforcement and they just didn't pay enough. The money out here was not good enough. So I ended up in auto parts and I did auto parts years. I was a commercial salesman for a town over here in Clinton. Then I left that, tried to get out of it. And now I've made it back into parts, but now I'm working for international truck dealership. And I'm selling, truck parts. And I've been doing that for about the last year and a half.
Nice. So obviously we wouldn't be talking if you didn't have special kind of a diet. So let's maybe kind of lead into that a little bit and, let's help to understand, what carnivore backwoods actually, what it means and, why you chose that specific way of eating.
Okay. You want me to give you some backstory or how far back you want
sure.
me to go?
Sure. Okay. Go back as far as you want.
So back in 2012, 2013, I was probably right around 325, 330 pounds. And I got this idea that, I'm done with this. I'm gonna get on the calorie count. And I got the fitness app out and I bought myself an elliptical and I started counting my calories and I started working out like crazy. And I dropped my weight down to 265, 270, somewhere in there. I was looking pretty lean at the time. And, we were hiking, we were going up in the Sierra Mountains. We were hiking along, a lot of the hiking trails up there. We were swimming on a regular basis, going to the pool and swimming, which was where I lost a lot of weight. And so I was taking some medication at the time because I had high blood pressure and high cholesterol, as they say. And right. So I went to the doctor I was with at the time. I said, hey, I lost all this weight. Can we reduce my medicine? I was on 80 milligrams of Lipitor. And the doctor said, well, hey, let's do this. I'll drop you down to 40 milligrams of Simvastatin. Okay. I didn't know the difference. And so I said, let's do it. So I started taking Simvastatin and it wasn't immediate, but it was within a couple of months. I started getting these major, major cramps in my legs and in my arms. And you'd be laying there in the middle of the night, two in the morning, and suddenly your leg wants to ball up and you're standing up trying to stretch it out to stop this horrible pain. And this went on and, I talked to the doctor and he told me that I probably need to get more electrolytes and drink water, I think get potassium, the whole nine yards. And so I tried all that. And what I really ultimately learned over time was what triggered it. And I tried not to do that. So if I was in bed and I was going to turn over, you had to make sure you do something to make that happen. Because if you stressed too much, you'd ball up.
Right.
And so this went on. And of course, I couldn't swim. I get in the water and just 2 minutes of swimming, my legs would cramp and you couldn't really hike. And I started gaining back the weight. Things were fairly miserable. By the time we moved to Tennessee, I was hitting the 300 mark again. And, that continued on. And I've been up and down now. I was at 345 when I started carnivore, but I probably pushed higher than that at some points, probably closer to 365 maybe. But I don't know. I didn't really monitor my weight because it just depressed me. But what I did is, I got the curious one night. I was like really a pain, and it kept me awake. And so I got on, you know, on Google, and I started Googling side effects of my medicines. I said, there's got to be something here. And it kind of dawned on me that this all happened after I changed my cholesterol medicine. And so when I got into Googling simvastatin, I discovered that two of the side effects, and not all of the side effects, but two of the primary things is, one is it causes excessive eating, and two, it causes muscle cramps.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I went to my doctor here and I said, hey, look, this is what I found. Of course, he wasn't happy that I was, you know, a Google doctor, and he was kind of gruff with me and, you know, like, I don't think that's what it is. You know, he was giving me the back and forth, but after a conversation for a little bit, he agreed, okay, we'll take you off and we'll see what happens. But if your cholesterol goes up high, we're going to have to put you back on it. That was our conversation. And at this point I was like, okay, doc, but you know, in the back of my head, I was like, that's not going to happen, but okay, we'll agree to disagree, you know, quietly to myself.
Right.
And so got off the medicine, and I would say within a week or two, I started noticing that I wasn't getting these cramps as excessive and as regular. And then it probably took 6 months before they really subsided to a point where I wasn't, you know, having them regularly. But that was my, you know, my thing with medicine. And of course, I've been trying to lose weight since then, because my picture in my mind was this, I've lost, you know, this, you know, or I got rid of this drug and it was causing these issues. I want to get back to exercising and starving myself and see if I can't, you know, lose some weight. Well, that didn't work. I've tried for the years I've been out here to do that. And I don't know if the stress of the job and the hours I work, it just never worked out right. And so fast forward to February of this year, 2023, this is the funny part, is I was preparing to plant a garden on the property, you know, for the year. And then I was doing research. I was on YouTube and I was, you know, checking out, you know, different YouTube channels that I follow. And one of the ones I followed for a long time, Stephen, Roots and Refuge.
Yep.
I
followed that one too.
Do you? She posted a video in February, you know, mid February or so, talking about her health. And she, you know, and I had known she was losing a lot of weight because you could see it in the videos, because she posts on a regular basis. And then she went into the whole spiel about how she started carnivore.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I knew she had a health issue, but I never stayed with it long enough find out why. That's interesting.
Yeah, she posted a video in February. If you look at my last video, I have a link in the description that actually links directly to that video. But anyway, it's a long, drawn out video talking about her health and what she went through and what she was dealing with. It was autoimmune and getting on this, and how it immediately stopped these issues that she'd been dealing with for years, and her journey into carnivore. Now, I expect that she's probably more keto-war than carnivore, because she's still gardening.
Right.
But that's how I heard the word first time. I mean, I knew what a carnivore was, but I never heard of the carnivore diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I got to check this out. And so I started deep diving the internet, which I'm really good at doing. I can, you know, jump on there, and I just start searching. And so then through my searching, I found Dr. Ken Berry, you know, and he's got over 400 videos is up. And I mean, I binge watched, not all 400, but I've been watched, you know, I don't know, 100 plus videos that he has, maybe more. And I was talking to with the wife and explaining to her. And of course, she was, dealing with weight herself. And, you know, we decided, okay, we're going to do this. And that was March 1st. And that's how I got to carnivore. And, you know, I weighed 345 pounds, you know, when we started this. And, you know, what a ride. You know,
she's doing it with you then, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She's down about right around 30 pounds.
Okay. Awesome.
You know, and she's had a few stalls and stuff, but, you know, she just keeps plugging along. We both eat the same thing every day. So
that's very cool. So you didn't get any pushback from her being in the medical industry, like you're going to clog your arteries and
no
this way.
No, she's always been open minded, and we're both don't like taking, you know, anything more than we have to. I mean, I don't want to take an ibuprofen unless I have to. I don't want to take medicine unless I have to. You know, we're both with that mindset. We always have been, even before she was a nurse. And she sees a lot of the side effects of it. So I suspect she's pretty wise to it. So no pushback. We both started the same day. Within the first week, I had lost like 15 pounds. You know,
nice.
And you know, that was intense because that's a lot of weight to lose in the week. And you're like, what is up with that? But most of it was obviously water weight. And you know, I had the great purge. So,
right.
Yeah. We all go through it. Some of us close.
Right.
But, you know, then I was losing, you know, up until the first couple months, I was losing a pound every couple days, you know, and then it slowed down as my weight, you know, we lost and it started slowing down. Yeah, and you know, we definitely learned a lot and studied a lot and watched a lot more videos and, you know, found Homestead Hal and, you know, and a lot of the other YouTubers on there. There's been a boom of a lot of new YouTubers on here as of late, but you know, a lot of the original ones we were watching. So then I finally got in to see my doctor here. That was July the 10th. And at this point I had already lost, I don't know, I was right under, I had just got under 300. So I was about 45 pounds down at that point.
Okay.
You know, probably almost 50 pounds down at that point, because the last 10 pounds has been a little bit of a struggle, but went in there, had a conversation with her, of course, getting my labs done, you know, and I was requesting labs and she's like, why do you want to know then? I'm like, oh, well, I want to know if I'm insulin resistant. You know, that was one of the labs. I didn't request all the ones that Ken Berry did because I couldn't remember them and with me. But I said, you know, this is the things, and we had conversation. She seemed to be open at the time, but as we delved more into it, I could tell that she was definitely resistant, you know, to what I was saying. And then she started getting on a kick about, well, you're going to have to take Metamucil. And I'm like, no, I don't have no problem in that area. I don't have any problems in that area. I don't need any Metamucil of mine, you know,
for sure. You
know, doing my business when I need to do it. And she was just adamant about this. And of course I brought up, said, look, you know, there's a study that came out and it's indicated that there's no benefit to actually eating fiber and, you know, and that, you know, if you actually delve into it, you know, the basis of the study said that if you had colon cancer and you had high consumptions of fiber, that you had less mortality. Well, that doesn't mean it stops you from getting colon cancer. That means that the study said that if you ate this and you had colon cancer, you were less likely to die. And that wasn't even clear. And there was another study that came out that said, absolutely not. There's no correlation whatsoever. She didn't like that. And you could have burned a trail of her leaving that room. You know, she was done talking to me.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you prove the opposite of that? Right.
Yeah.
If those people that ate the fiber had less likelihood of dying from cancer, how do you prove the opposite direction? You
know, yeah.
They didn't eat it and they died. You know, there's no way to link this stuff together like they do. It's pretty crazy.
No, I mean, it's just a stretch, you know, it's taking a little piece of it and then we're going to make it bigger.
Yeah.
And so you see constantly throughout a lot of things nowadays, you see that where we take a small piece of something and then we stretch that out to fit the narrative.
Yep, for sure.
So the funny thing, and I just find this funny, is that, you know, when you go and get your labs done, my labs are ready the next day. I logged on, you know, to my app and could see my lab results. My triglycerides were dramatically. I mean, you know, they were up in, I want to say they were up around 200, 300, you know, a year ago, and they were like 87, you know.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, my HDL was up. And my ratio went from, I did the math on it, it was like 4 points up, and it was what it was a year ago to 1.5, you know, in July.
Incredible.
which is really good. You know, of course, my LDLs were elevated about 10 higher than they were the year before, but they were only in the like 150 range. You know, they weren't overly high based on, you know, what they say is high. But then if you go back far enough, you know, it used to be that number was much higher than it is today. They reduced that number over the years. But she took 30 days to call me.
Wow.
A month. Yeah. It was a month before she called to want to talk about my labs, and I didn't even call her back, and she hasn't called me, and I'm looking for a new doctor, you know, that's, I think I found one that's, you know, that's ketogenic friendly. So I'm going to be looking into that. But, you know, I blew her mind so bad. She could talk to me for a month after my labs.
Wow. So she had a little bit of hurt ego, huh?
I would say so.
Wow.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because it should be a teamwork. You know, it should be a teamwork between your doctor and yourself.
For sure.
You know, it's not anymore. It's just, here, take this pill, call me tomorrow.
Right. Next. Right,
yeah,
in the next.
Yeah.
For sure. So what other benefits have you seen besides the weight loss? Or let's just ask this first. What, how much have you lost since you've started in total? Right.
All right. Well, so moving forward, you know, of course we stopped the metformin, and that was something that we agreed upon at the time. Now my wife's a nurse, and we decided, you know, when my blood pressure got to a point where I was starting to bend over and it was starting to cause me dizzy, we stopped some blood pressure. So I'm only taking one blood pressure medicine. So I was going down regularly, steady, until I came off of HCTZ, which is a water pill. It just kind of stopped, and then I'd go up a few pounds and come back down to it. So I was at 285, and I go up to 291, and I go back to 285, and I go back to 291. And I did this for a couple of weeks. And finally, you know, I broke the 285 mark, and I was down to 284. So right now I'm, you know, 61 pounds down.
That's awesome, man. That's, you know, great.
It's absolutely great. I feel amazing. I tell people all the time when they get into talking to me, because they'll be like, oh man, you're losing a lot of weight. And I said, this diet, if you even want to call it that, because I don't really call it a diet because I'm not starving myself. If I never lost another single pound, I'm happy with the fact that I feel better. The health improvements are worth everything of this.
Absolutely.
Weight loss is just like an added bonus, but the no more brain fog, no more aches and pains, no more, you know, waking up in the middle of the night. My skin tags, you know, and I had a bunch of them in my armpits, you know, they all disappeared almost
awesome.
Overnight. You know, they just suddenly weren't there anymore. You know, and you're like, where did they go? And they just, yeah, your body just like taking those back, you don't anymore. You know, and I learned through Dr. Ken Berry's videos, you know, that's a good sign of diabetes, you know, and insulin resistant is you start, you know, getting these skin tags. The other big health benefit that I discovered is, and I don't know if I ever say this right, I had plantar fasciitis in my feet.
Okay.
And it's basically an inflammation of the tendon in the bottom of your foot. From standing on hard surfaces, it causes that inflammation of that tendon. And, you know, you get home at night and you take your shoes off and your feet start to cool. That tendon just wants to, you know, ball up and then hurt. Gone. And I've been dealing with it for years. I'm talking 15 years of off and on, you know, dealing with this. And it would, you know, it was always there. And sometimes I could make it better. I had to, you know, I bought special shoes. You know, I've dealt with it for years. I don't have any aches and pains anywhere, you know, unless I go out and do something strenuous, I don't hurt at all.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I'm right there with you with the plantar fasciitis. I had it so bad I couldn't stand for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I have to sit down for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
If you've had it, then you understand what a horrible thing it is.
It's just an intense pain that it's hard to describe. It's debilitating.
It is. And, you know, I ended up having to get like a stool to sit on, and that helped some, but it never really stopped it, you know, because you're still getting up on your feet. You're still on your feet. Your feet are still hot from wearing shoes all day long. And so, yeah, it was intense, and I could get through the day, but I would normally at the end of the night, you're just sitting there, you know, you're grinning and bearing the pain and trying to stretch out your feet to stop the pain.
Right.
It's gone. That's, you know, I got more energy. I'm outside doing things again. Last year I was working on the property, and between the sun and being out there, I felt like I was going to die a couple of times. I mean, it was just overwhelming. And this summer I've been out all year. The heat don't bother me. You know, the sun doesn't bother me. I haven't been able to get a sunburn, intentionally trying, right. Being out in the sun. Carnivores don't sunburn, because I've been out in the sun, and if you see my head, it's white as it can get. I wandered around all day without a hat on, and I can't even get a tan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. I don't get hot either. For some reason, it's like, it's almost like, bring on the heat, I like it. It's a different feeling, because before it was, you go outside for 5 minutes in the heat, you're like, I'm going back inside.
It's completely different. You get out in this humidity and the sweating's horrible, but the heat don't bother me.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So how long did it take your fasciitis to go away?
2 weeks.
Okay, nice. Yeah, mine was starting to feel better after 3 days, and after 5 days, 6 days, completely gone. I couldn't believe it. Like, you had to spend, hundreds of dollars on these shoes and boots and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I started this way of eating for something else, but this is fixed almost immediately. I was shocked.
The health improvements are dramatic, and you just can't describe it to people. They look at you like you're crazy. Like, nah, that don't happen. But I've raised livestock off and on through the years. I've raised, I had some cattle that I was running on a 300-acre ranch out in Nevada. I've raised hog and, horses. And you can take a horse that's, looking like it's ready, to be, put down. Mm-hmm. And your proper nutrition, you can do amazing things to a horse. And that's the same thing for humans. Nutrition is everything. That's really what I've figured this out over time. I had the aha moment, is it's about nutrition. You're getting all of the nutrition that your body needs, and it responds accordingly. You get, the superfoods of meat, and you even if you're in or not into organs, there's just so much nutrition there between eggs, meat, especially beef, that your body responds accordingly, and you get healthy, and it's a dramatic difference. Your skin looks better. You got a shine to your skin. I mean, it's just, you can look at somebody and realize that they are much more healthy than they used to be.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I couldn't agree more with that. That's, almost like meat is, like you said, a superfood, but it's almost like, of medicine, if you will. I mean, especially for where we got ourselves with the standard American diet, it's definitely medicine.
It's quite funny where we're at after 100 years of industrial agriculture and food, industrial food movement, how much it's changed since, our grandparents, grew up.
Sure.
Now, how many people are blind to that? And they're like, well, this is the way it is. No, this isn't the way it is. This is the way it is now. But it wasn't like that not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. What does your typical day look like in terms of your meals and what?
Most days I'm doing OMAD now. I'm doing one meal a day. Occasionally, I will throw in an extra, stop if you want to. Sometimes on Saturday, I might grab something. Grab some breakfast on my way to work or something, but most days are going to be steak and eggs. I like ribeye, but I can't always afford it. I search all the grocery stores ads on the internet. And when any of them go on sale, we just go right to the refrigerator and clear it out.
Nice.
And I've literally walked out of there clearing out the refrigerator of every steak.
That's awesome. They're probably thinking, who's this nut?
They look at you like, man, you having a party? Yes, I am.
For me and my wife.
Well, so we'll eat some of the lesser steaks, but then we'll add in some butter and stuff to up the fat level. We like hamburger. I'll do smash burgers on the Blackstone. Probably once a week, the wife will fry a chicken that's in lard. No seasoning, no breading, just straight frying chicken in lard is absolutely amazing tasting. Comes out, you salt it, but it's right there about to fall off the bone. It's really crispy skin. Yeah, it's really tasty. And and you're getting a little bit of extra fat because of using the pig lard. Though I sometimes add some butter to it just to boost it up, because chicken's not as nutritious as beef, obviously.
Right, right.
And of course we'll eat some seafood and shrimp. We'll throw in a few things to offset it, but mostly it's steak and eggs, beef, buttered bacon, eggs, repeat.
Yeah, I'm right there with you for sure. I want to experiment a little bit with the lion diet because I have an autoimmune condition. And just wanted to try that maybe for a couple months. I know I could do it. It'd be a lot easier now after doing BBB&E to just get rid of everything else, just do meat, salt, and water. But I haven't done it yet for some reason. I don't know why.
I've thought about it, but as long as I'm still losing weight right now, I mean, I don't have autoimmune condition like you, so I could see that. But right now where I'm at, as long as this continues on the way it is, I'm pretty happy. I don't see the need to do anything extreme yet.
That's awesome.
And of course, me and the wife eat the same things pretty much. So, she's not as hardcore carnivore as I am, but she's definitely, ketovore. She'll throw in a few things here every once in a while.
Right.
Going lion diet would be a struggle because I would be eating things differently to her. And, it's better for us to be doing the same thing together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. So what kind of things do you do in your free time? Got any hobbies or anything?
My free time is made up of two things. I make gun holsters for handguns. I make leather gun holsters for handguns. And so that's kind of my hobby / side hustle. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it is working on my homestead, because we're going to build, we moved onto the property. The goal was to get on the property, get there. But now the goal is to build about 1,100 square foot cabin on the property. And so I've been dropping trees and I got a sawmill. And so we're going to mill some of that up for lumber. A lot of it's going to get, some of the other wood's going to get split up and used for firewood. And then we're going to get the pad, graded in for the cabin. So that's my goal. That's what I do most of my free time. Every once in a while, I'll split off decide I'm going to go fishing. I'm planning on doing some deer hunting this fall, but those are the two primaries.
Very cool. So do you plan on doing any videos on like update videos on construction process or anything like that for your channel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've been toying with YouTube for years, and I actually threw up some videos and I was playing around, but my comfort level wasn't there. Being a carnivore, I just, I'm at peace. That's the great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now,
things that would have just absolutely irritated me, a year ago. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Yeah. That's the one of the things that's really interesting is I'm not triggered as easily. And not to say that I don't get mad at things, because there's things that will get me mad, but I'm not triggered mad, where just something just sets you off and you're mad.
Right.
That's a cool thing about carnivore too.
That's awesome.
So we're
on. So you had anxiety type feelings before in terms of making videos or?
Yeah, absolutely. Is this work? Am I doing this right? Is it going to be accepted? I mean, you get the whole thing. I'm a pretty outspoken person, but the whole thing about recording videos and putting yourself out there on the internet for the world to see.
Right.
You know, was a big stretch, but now I'm like, yeah, I can do that. That's fine. I don't have a problem. You know, I could definitely talk, and, you know, we just need to have a conversation about, you know, nutrition.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
You know, I'll probably post the stuff up, you know, about the homestead and the cabin build. I got, you know, plans. I'm going to go up and build a food plot up on the top of my ridge for deer. I'll probably pop some stuff in on that. So there'd be a little bit of mixture in there, but right now I'm primarily focusing on carnivore because it's become my passion.
That's so awesome.
Spread the word to let people know. And I have a few people that have actually started carnivore because of the conversations I have with them. And, you know, I'm excited for them to be able to experience the same things that I have.
That's awesome. Well, I'm definitely looking for an update video on planting a garden for deer. Are they your pets? Or are you going to eat them?
Yeah, I plan on eating them. I'm a carnivore.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that's probably a video that you don't see on YouTube. I'm planting a garden, but it's for my food.
You know, there's actually quite a few of them out there if you go looking for
really?
It. But
okay.
Some people might not like it, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, we've been doing it for years, you know, and meeting is part of it. And trust me, deer are everywhere. In East Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
They're not really big. You know, not like the deer in Nevada where I was hunting mule deer and stuff. You know, those deer were massive, but there's plenty of deer out here. So there's no problem with your population. You're not even going to put a den to eat around.
Right. Yeah. They're pretty bad around here in Ohio too.
Yeah. You got bigger deer up there in Ohio though. You know, down here, these deer are pretty small for whitetail.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why that is. Just too many of them down there or?
Some people say it's a nutritional thing that's lacking in the soil and in the plants around here. I don't know. I haven't really delved into it far, but I've heard that story from several people, but it could be genetics.
Right.
The genetics just keep us smaller down here. It could be an over 100 at times which has messed with the genetics. You know, there's an issue where at times before things were regulated and controlled, where you know and back when our ancestors were eating a lot of meat, that you know that was a major source of food. So I'm sure that there was some over honey in the areas. So
for sure. So what are your plans moving forward? You have any goals or anything like that, like target goal weight? Or
I'd like to hit it between 250 to 265. I would be extremely happy with that. I haven't been that low in my adulthood, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So if I could get down to that, I'd be, you know, well, that's not true. Since I was in my mid-20s, maybe. I was down around 230, 240 in, you know, in when I was 22, 23. But that was after I had gained a lot of weight and lost a lot of weight, you know. So I've always struggled with my weight. So if I can get down to 260, I'd be pretty happy, you know. I'm a big guy. I'm, you know, 6'2". And pretty, you know, and so my weight spreads out. A lot of people look at me and I tell them how much I weigh. They're like, no way. I'm like, yeah, it's there. I just have enough mass of me to hide it all.
Right.
So I don't know, but you know, I'll take it to where my body wants to go. You know, that'll be the ultimate. You'll see exactly where I can get it. I mean, obviously I wouldn't want to get too small. I wouldn't want to get, you know, too lean, that would be unhealthy, but I do want to see where the balance is.
Right.
You know, I'm not looking to get ripped or, you know, get super lean. That doesn't make any sense for me, but you know, we'll see what happens.
That's awesome. Yeah. I would say I'm probably like 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds from my ideal weight. And, I went way beyond what I thought, you know, what my goal was. So I'm just going to say, be prepared because your body's like, we're doing this, you know, you feed us the proper nutrition. We're going to get you back to where you're supposed to be. And you have no say in this unless you start carving it up again.
Yeah. I mean, you could see it. Cause like, if you look at, Sophie eats steaks, you know,
right.
She putting weight on, eating the same diet that I'm eating, just taking weight off. That's the awesome thing. You know, she's going to find her ideal weight, and you know, and I will find mine, and you'll find yours, and that's what where you should be at. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way you would have been if we hadn't been consuming all this sugar.
Right. Yeah, and I don't even know what the ideal body fat percentage is. You know, I think that's just some sort of arbitrary number that the medical industry has given us. You know, I think if you eat this way, you're just going to naturally find that equilibrium. You're not. Your body is. You don't have to tell it to do anything. It just does it.
Yeah, your body is going to know what's good, healthy weight for yourself. That's what I tell everybody. I said, you just got to listen to your body. You know, your body's going to know. You're eating this way, your body will know. It'll know when to eat. It'll know when not to eat. It'll know where, you know, when to lose weight and when to build muscle. And it's going to do what it's, you know, God made it, you know, intended to do.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So let's find out exactly where everybody can find you on YouTube.
Your YouTube name.
Yeah.
So my channel is Carnivore Backwoods. You know, I've got a couple of long videos on, and I got a few short videos. I've done some videos, you know, going to McDonald's and Wendy's and stuff on lunch. I'm you know, working on some other ideas for videos that hopefully I'll be getting out this week. I did a whole video at Sam's Club, but I got to edit that thing out to make it make sense.
Right.
I have a Facebook page now that I set up, which is also Carnivore Backwoods. And so I picked up quite a few people there. Of course, you know, I could be emailed at carnivorebackwoods@gmail.com. So if anybody get a hold of me, you know, or wants to talk, I'm open for conversation. You know, I'm just gonna keep working towards, you know, letting people know.
Very cool. So we'll definitely link all that information in the description below for anybody that wants to connect with John and check out his videos and follow along on his journey and his homestead adventures. And so what I want to ask you is, what would be maybe your number one or number one and two tip for somebody that is thinking about starting a carnivore diet and would be able to benefit from?
From my perspective, do your research. You know, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to anybody. You don't have to believe Ken Berry. You don't have to believe anyway, but do your research so that you can make an informed decision. You know, doctors tell you things, but they don't give you all the information. People tell you, want to sell you stuff. Like, you know, some of these diet gurus on YouTube, they'll be like, if you do this, you're going to lose that. And, you know, but if you buy my big package of videos here, I'm going to help you lose weight. Do your research. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You need to know before you make your decision, because it's your health. And I think that it's important for people to take control of their own lives and their own health, and not just, you know, flow with the rest of the people around them. So that'd be my number one, you know, recommendation, is make sure you do your research so you understand what you're doing, you know, for your own health.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great advice. And definitely I would implore everyone to listen to what John has to say. Be the captain of your own ship, be your own boss. You know, you can let your body be its own doctor in a lot of cases. I definitely appreciate you chatting with you today and getting to know you a little bit better. And I hope we can link up later on, maybe come on the cookout again sometime.
No, absolutely.
And it was an honor having you here, and I appreciate spending this time with you.
Absolutely. I appreciate being on here. So, I want to be very active within the carnivore community. So, you know, anything I can do or help or add into it, just let me know.
Awesome. Will do. Thanks, John.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
You've been listening to Carnivore Today.
We're one of the most unique podcasts on the web, as we explore not only the carnivore diet, but the misconceptions about it as well along the way. There are so many benefits from this extremely healthy and fulfilling diet. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at carnivoretoday.com. Also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carnivore Today. See you next time.